Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Pei Gimel. We got up to yesterday after determining what would be the din. If you've got a neder that is partially Nidrei Inu Nefesh and partially not in Nidrei Nefesh, what can you do? So we had yesterday a machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. And the question, according to the Ran, was, since you have no choice but to be made for the neder completely, because it says yiferenu, which means entirely. So if we wouldn't allow you to be made for the entire neder, even the part of the neder that was not inu nefesh, you wouldn't be able to be made for any of the neder. And therefore, we have to say that you could be made for an entire neder, and there's no problem of not being made for nidrei inu nefesh. So one neder. Mashenken Reb Yochanan, it says, when it says yiferenu, doesn't mean the neder, it means the inu nefesh that the neder was referring to, as it says in the pasuk, la'anot nefesh, yiferenu, the chelek which is la'anot nefesh. We had asked the question yesterday, so what about the fact that a woman who's going to be overt on a nezirut, that she was mekabelet on herself? It says over there that if the baal was mefer, and she doesn't know, and she continues to be overt on her nezirus, so then she's not going to be chayevet in Malkus, Midiraisa, because the Maisa, there was no nezirut there. The problem is, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and only the parts of a neder that are actually inu nefesh are included in the hafaras habal, so why does it say that whatever the woman was doing, she was eating raisins, she was being metamel amesim, I mean, those things are not the inu nefesh. It's the tzir atzmam and hayayin that's the inu nefesh. In which case, why does it say over here that there's no chiv of malchus? Seems to be clear that Shmuel is right and that you're made for the entire neder. Answered the Gemara yesterday. The reason I'm going over this is because we're focusing on the closing words, precise meaning of the closing words. And the Gemara said, you cannot actually ask on this, because as Rabbi Yosef pointed out, there's no such thing as half of a nezirut. So in other words, once you're going to be made for as a baal, the fact that she can drink wine, so then automatically you're going to be made for all of the nezirus, because not the din of the neder, but because the din of the nezirus. Now today, that leads us to a problem. Because if you're medayik in that lashon, when it says there's no such thing as a nezirut lechatzain, that means that there might be such a thing as a chatzi nezirut. There's just no such thing as a nezirut lechatzain. And there's a big difference between those two things. A nezirut lechatzain means that the isurei nezirut are a holistic state. Either you're in that state or you're not in that state. Fine, I understand that. But suppose I was in that state totally, but only for half of the normal time. In other words, let's say the woman starts being a nezira. The husband comes along and he's made for the nezirut. Remember that the way that hafara works is that the baal cuts the neder off at the point that he gives the hafara. He doesn't go back in time and uproot the neder. So here we have a curious situation. This woman was not a half of the nezira. She was a total nezira for half of the nezirut, right? Okay, well, what happens to her now? Because part of the dinim of nezirut is that if you want to get out of the nezirut and you finish the nezirut, then there is a chiv of bringing a korban. So what you were saying, Rabbi Yossi, well, there's no such thing as a nezirus for halfway. Okay, but there is such a thing as a half of a nezirut, a half of a whole nezirut. You see, when it's explained that way, it's very clear. It has nothing to do with chatzi karban. The Gemara is a little bit misleading, right? The question is, this is a diyuk that you would have made. There's no such thing as a nezirus for halfway. Fine, okay, I understand that. But you're not saying that she can't be a partial nezirah. She could be Nazirus for halfway, not in the Nazirus, but a Nazir for half of the time. But then what happens at the end? So then you're telling me that that has a real din of Nazirut. If it has a real din of Nazirut, then that means that she is Chayevet in the Korban at the end. That's what you imply. Is that true? Omale Abaye, the way that you phrased it is Hokorban Lechatzi Nezirut Ika, that if she would be a Nezira for half of the time, and then the Baal finds out about it, and at that point he's Mefer, so she would then have to bring half, I mean, she would have to bring on that half the Korbanos. Because otherwise, Rav Yosef should have said that Ein Chatzain B'Nezirut. Nezirut is either a full state or a full time of Nezirut or nothing. But he seems to be stressing the fact that the issue is you cannot have a halfway Nezirut La'alocha. Nothing to do with how long you could be a Nazir. And that doesn't make sense, says Abaye. And I don't like the way that you phrased it. Hello, Amar Abaye. Let's be a little bit more careful in our lashon. Not it's just a nezirut l'chatzain. Let's make it very clear. Neither way is true. A nezirut l'chatzain, and there's no such thing as chatzi nazir, and therefore in korban l'chatzain. But don't misunderstand the Gemara to mean that there's a difference between korbanos and naziras. That's not the issue. Fine. Now, question is whether Abaye's assumption, I mean, he didn't bring any proof to the fact that, it's ridiculous. There can't be korbanos for half of the time of the Nezirut. Maybe that's not true. Why is Abaye so certain about this? Meitve, is Abaye right? Here it says, a woman who was noderet in a Nazir, and she was mafrish a behema, and she did that for her korban Nazirus. What korban Nazirus? Well, as we're going to see, we cannot possibly be talking about a Nazira who is not Tameah. Because a korban of a Nazir that is a regular Nazir without having been exposed to Tumas Meis, and now just as concluding is Naziras, is chayev in what korbanas? Is chayev in bringing a keves as an oila, a kivsa for a chatas, and an ayo for a shlomi. Now, this is not what we're talking about over here, because as we'll see, maybe a chatata of. Now, I mean, chatata of? What does that have to do with the case? So that could only be referring to a nazir or a nazira who became tameah. So what's the halacha over there? You have to become tohar. And that requires, of course, the mechatas and so on of the paraduma. And then you bring a cane either to Bnei Yonah or you bring the I'm telling you, this is terrible. I'm becoming completely. So you would bring one for a chatas and one for an ayla, and then you have to bring a korban asham, which you bring a keves. Over here it says you bring a chatas. How do you bring a chatas of a bird? Chatas ha'ov? There is no chatas ha'ov. So obviously what we're talking about is a woman gave a neder as v'nezirus. She went ahead and became tameah. She sets aside her korbanos, and then the husband was mefer the Naziras from this point forward, and therefore she's not going to be able to go back and do her Naziras over again because there is no Naziras. But she had already set aside her korbanos. So now what happens? So it says over here in the Braisa, what she does is she does bring her chatas ha'of, but she doesn't bring her oilas ha'of. Now you will remember that there's a big difference of a chatas ha'of and an oilas ha'of. A chatas ha'of has nothing put on the mizbeach except its blood. There's no part of the actual chatas that's put on the mizbeach. If that's the case, there would be no problem in a suffix of Naziras. There's never a problem of bringing a chatas ha'of mitzad ha'safik because you're not going to be over on doing anything wrong in terms of bringing something that's not roi for the mizbeach. And then you just, the chatas goes to waste. Fine, mitzad ha'safik. An oila, where the whole thing goes on the mizbeach, you can't do that. You obviously are not allowed to be makriv something on the mizbeach that is not roi for the mizbeach. Fine. Now, for some crazy reason, it says over here that she does bring her chatas off, but as far as her ashram is concerned, and as far as the oila ha'saof is concerned, that she doesn't bring. Fine. Now, I don't understand. According to you, Abaye, that there's no such thing as a korban for chatzi nezirut. So explain to me why she's bringing a chatas ha'of. The fact is that this nezirus is never going to be completed, right? And you said that if you have a nezirus that the husband was mefer, there's no korban that can be brought for it because the Torah provided the din of the korban only for the entire holistic nezirus, both in terms of its status and in terms of the period of the nezirus. So why in the world is she bringing any of these korbanos according to you? Says Abaye, yeah, and according to you, what are you suggesting? That there is korban l'chatzi nezirus, so why doesn't she bring everything? She's mechuyev to bring three different things. She has to bring a chata sa'of, she has to bring an oila sa'of, and she has to bring a shlomim from a behema, from a keves. So according to you, it does make sense. Obviously, I'm right. The truth is, ain korban l'chatzi nezirus? Why is she bringing a chatas? She's bringing a chatas because, look, she already set aside the chatas, right? The fact is that she was already mitza'er herself for whatever period it was, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I don't know how long it was, and then she became tmeya, all of which was wrong. And she was mitza'er herself minayayin. And that's really the mocker of bringing the chatas. Why did, as the Gemara says, why does she bring a chatas? She brings a chatas because she was mitza'eret asma minayayin. Fine. So what does it hurt if instead of throwing the chatas out, so we'll bring the chatas because after all, chatas of matya b'shur, but the chatas come even on a suffix. So over here, since she set it aside, let her bring her chatas. Doesn't hurt. And the others, we're not going to be able to use, obviously, because it turns out that they're not usable korbanas. But you certainly can't bring raya against me. It's much more akasha against you. So it's clear from here, Adarabba, that there is no such thing as a chata, as a korban that could be brought on a nezirus that will never be completed. Anyway, but this is all on a side. Let's get back to the Iker idea. The question is, do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that when the husband is made for a neder, he's only made for the part of the neder, which is nogea inui nefesh? So that in the case where we had our wonder bread versus our health bread yesterday, which we spoke about, he could only be made for the wonder bread. So the question is, what do you do with this brayta? How about, which seems to be the case we were just talking about, she became tmeya after she started her naziras, and then the baal is mefer, mevia chatata of, ve'ina mevia olata of. So this was the case with Chora that we just spoke about. And we bring a chatas as we explained. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he's only able to be made for the part of the neder, which is an inui nefesh, and when he does that afara, it does not affect the non-inui nefesh, is it called inui nefesh to not be metama lemetim? I mean, that's not inui nefesh. I mean, who loves to go to funerals? I don't understand. I mean, it's got to be a pretty weird woman that the husband, oy vey, if I can't go to a funeral, I might as well die. What would that mean? So why would the husband be able to be made for that? He can't. So then, if that's the case, she should be bringing her chataot because that she was able to keep her naziris. And now it's true, Rabbi Isaac, that before, when we asked about the raisins or we asked about the pips of the grapes, and we did not mention before the fact that the Baal was also discussing the question of being metam lemetim, like it says in the Braita, vaitam metam lemetim. And we answered it with Rabbi Yosef. There's no such thing as half and a zeros. Why can we answer that now? Well, obviously, if the Baal was made for that, she's allowed to drink wine. So then, if that's the case, then she would be automatically allowed to be metam lemesim, because there's no such thing as a half and a zeros, right? Why is it any different? So as the Ron explains, the reason it's different is because of Shimshon. Is there a concept of a nezirut that takes effect on wine, takes effect on haircuts, but doesn't take effect on being metamel metim? Yes, nezir Shimshon. Shimshon was killing people left and right and never had a problem with it about being metamel. So you see from there that the element of ein nezirut l'chatzain cannot possibly mean that the holistic state of nezirut is, by definition, inclusive of an iser to be metamel metim. Pasha. Therefore, the concept of ein nezirut l'chatzain is true about all of the other issues, but not about tumat mate. So now we run up against the machloket. If you hold like Shmuel that once you're going to be metame, you're going to be mefer, you're mefer an entire neder. That's lovely. But if you hold according to Rabbi Yochanan, this woman is still a nizira vis-a-vis tuma. So then why isn't she mechuyevet in all of the karbanas? Then she has to go back and count her nizirut again, at least in order not to be Madame Lametim? Wow, that's a problem. Because Dilma, miyayin di itla tzara heferla, mitumata metelet le tzara lo heferla. Amri answers the Gemara, you're making a fundamental mistake. Not going to funerals is hell. What? Yep. That's definitely called inui nefesh. Why is that? Tumas meis nami isla tzara. Dichtiv, we've talked about this beautiful drasha many times. So it says in Kohelet, tov lalechet al beit avel, mi lalechet al beit mishta. Why? Basher usof kol ha'adam, v'achai itein elibo. So what does it mean? The person who is currently living will take this to heart. Take what to heart? Tanya. It says in the Braita that Rabbi Meir used to explain this, my dichtiv, v'achai yitein elibo, what is it that he will take to heart? He will take to heart the fact that death is a social event and that part of dying is the interrelationship with the rest of the world. And therefore, in the same way that when he goes to a levaya, he sees that the inyan of putting a person to rest includes hespedim. It includes carrying the body. It includes taking care of the avelim. It includes the burial and so on and so forth. And he thinks to himself, I mean, what would it be like to die alone? No one to bury you. No one to think about you. No one to care or to cry. What would it be like? That's a chayitein elibo. And therefore, it means that in your participation in the social contract of death lies the solution to your own death. In which case, diyispud, yispudun le, somebody who is oisek in being maspid, this particular mace, will be zeich that others will be maspid him. Diyifkun, someone who cries, can be cried over by others. Diikbar, somebody who participates in the burial of this mace, others will participate in his burial. Yikbarune. But if you make a neder, in this case where the woman makes a neder, she will never be able to attend funerals because it's going to affect her tumas hames. That is a tremendous tzar. Because just like we saw in Masechet Ketuvot, that even though a woman is ptura from Piria Verivia, she can still taina to her husband that she needs a child to take care of her in her old age. Who's going to take care of her? Same thing is true over here. If we are locking her out of the participation in going to these funerals, people are going to say, "Well, that was a woman who couldn't care less about anybody else. Why would I go to her funeral?" And therefore, that's a tremendous tsar for her to be thinking about her own end. Because of that, it's included in Nidrei Inoy Nefesh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we can't be mechalik in this particular neder what it is that the Baal would be made for. Okay, so we
just want to add that that was recognized as part of the pain of COVID. The people couldn't go to funerals. Mm. The people knew they were going to die without the people around. It was tremendous. So then they came up with videos so at least the family could say goodbye. It was a horrific thing.
Right. That's a very good point. Right. Very good point. Okay, Rabosei, we are now ready for our very own young Capitan, who's afraid of an iron horror, so he put on, there we go. Our young Capitan, who still is not willing to share his secrets, but all right. Go ahead, Capitan. So let's take a look at some more of these Nedarim and see what is considered to be Nidre Yinu Nefesh. But remember that all of the Mishnayos that we're reading now, as Ravuna explained to us, is Rabbi Yossi, not the Chachamim. Because Rabbi Yossi, as we said, has a very high pain threshold. So now the question is, a woman says, Konim Sha'ani Nene Lebriot. Someone says, I'm not going to ever have hana from people. So then he can't be made for that neder. She would be able to be nene from things that are essentially hefker. Now there's a lot of issues going on over here. Very strange issues. Remember that we had before in the Mishnah that if she answers a particular supermarket, and that's the only supermarket that the husband is able to get credit in, so then that's considered to be Nidre Yinu Nefesh, even according to Rabbi Yossi. And now you're telling me that if she says she won't be Nene from anybody, that she is nonetheless not in a state of Yinu Nefesh. What? How does that work? And then when it says, is that the reason? I mean, it doesn't say mipnei sheyachola lehenot, right? It just says, and by the way, you should know that she's allowed to be nene from lekat shekopeya, which would just be telling us the very important halacha that when it comes to lekat shekopeya, there is no tovat hana'a, and she's not being nene from the briot. Remember, big difference between, let's say, meiser ani. You're going to give out meiser ani, or you give out trumas and meiseras to the meiser to the levi. You can select to whom you want to give it. That's called Tovat Hana'a. In which case, if somebody selects you, so then in that event, you're being nene from that person, not nene for the actual food, but being nene for having been selected as the recipient. However, remember the special halach of Lekat Shekopeya that the Torah wrote Ta'azov two times. There's a Ta'azov Yeterah. That Ta'azov Yeterah taught us all kinds of dinim, which we spoke about before, about hefker and whether a regular hefker is enough for you to be potter from all of these things, even though there's a tazov. And it also tells us that there's no tovat hana'a. You leave it in the field. Don't take it and give it out. It's not up to you to give it out. Leave it there and let the aniyim come and they will collect it. But that also means that if you cannot mitzad the neder, be nene from such a person, you could still take the lekat shekopeya because they are not giving it to you. You are taking it from them. Okay, so that is true. But what do we do about the fact that in this case, he cannot be made for? Now, there's a simple solution. The simple solution is that she only said that she is not going to be nene from humans. Does she consider her husband to be human? Now, that's a different issue. Would not be nene from people. Would that include her husband? Or her husband, that's a completely different, that's a whole different world. I mean, my husband, you know, all right, whatever the heck he is, my husband was an alien, makes no difference, but he's certainly not going to be included in people. So then, okay, maybe that's why he can't be made for, because she can be nene from him. But then why does it talk about the lekat shekopeya? I don't get it. So therefore, we've got ourselves a little bit of an issue. Why? Because if the first part of the Mishnah that's saying that the husband cannot be mefer, if that's because of the fact that he's not included in that neder, so then why does it say yechola la'afer le'anot b'lekat shekopeya? That's irrelevant. The lekat shekopeya. The reason he can't be mefer is because he is allowed to be Mahanaher because he wasn't included in the Briot. But if you're telling me it's only because of Lekha Shekopeya, it means that he is included in the Briot. Whoa. Rebbe does it again. Bing. Amazing. Okay. There's not like a single mission around here that makes any sense at all once you start looking into it. Dr. Barry looks confused or frozen. I'm not sure which one it is. Is that clear, the problem?
No, I was just looking at the chat. I was just trying to figure out something on the chat.
Oh, okay.
Robert is suggesting that it's the other way. Not that he's an alien, but Hayula Basa Echad and Ishta Kagufo, so it's, her husband is part of her.
Obviously. The idea that he's an alien is a joke. It wasn't meant to be taken seriously. All right, so now that's one problem that we've got. And the Chiddush of, okay, what about when it comes to the dinim of Trumas and Maisers, where over there, there is Tovat Hana'ah? So if she says, I don't want any Kohen and Levi to get Hana'ah from me, so she asks her Hana'ah on them, that's all very nice. So she can't select them, okay. But they can still come and take the Trumas and Maisers. She can't steal their Trumas and Maisers from them. And therefore, they can take it Baal Kolcho. Okay, so she can't stop that. But how about if she says, this particular Kohen, we won't mention any names, cannot be Nene from me, but I'll give you a hint. He's a Kohen in her neighborhood. So if she says, that Kohen cannot be Nene from me, or that Levi cannot be Nene from me, and imagine if he's both Kohen and Levi. This doubles the issue. So then the question is, if she has a nosebleed, can she be Nene? That's not the question. The question is, in that event, since over there the Tovat Hana'ah is up to her, so Inochinami, it works. And the other Kohanim, they're the ones that are going to be getting it. So Kohanim Elu, Levim Elu Nenim Li, so Yitlu Achirim. But she certainly is not Bekeach to prevent all Kohanim and all of Yim from taking what belongs to them. So if they take Baal Korcha, there's no Tovat Hana'ah. Anyway, let's take a look at the beginning over here. The Mishnah is saying the Baal can't be Mayfair, even though she can't have Hana'ah from anyone at all. Now, what would that mean? Assuming that when it said she's able to be Nene from Lekha Shekopeya is not the reason that the Baal can't be made for, because if it were the reason, it would have said mipnei, because she can be nene from Lekha Shekopeya. But that's not what it says, right? Therefore, it's not defining the reason. And remember, we said before that in all of those cases, there has to be at least an opportunity for her to be nene through the Baal. So it doesn't mean, it's a different issue. It's a side point. She could also be nene from Lekha Shekopeya because there's a taz of yetera, and it's not considered to be nehene from her. Okay, so if that's the case, why can't the Baal be mefer? Apparently because there's no problem for the Baal. The Baal can be mahanaher because he's not included in people. So when she says, I won't be nene to people, that doesn't include her husband. And therefore, that would mean that she can be mitzana midele. She's allowed to continue to enjoy food from her husband, which would mean that the Baal is not included in the Briot. So then, why does it say v'yicholah lenot b'lekha shekopeya? If she has access to her Baal's food, she's not an oni to be included in a lekha shekopeya, is she? I mean, so why does it say she can be nana from lekha shekopeya? She's being supported by her husband. So that would mean that she's not going to be nene from the Baal. Be the Baal lo achla. But then that means the opposite. That means that the Baal is included in the Briot. So I don't understand. Answers Ula, no. The Baal is not included, the way you understood it. And this additional point is that va'od eni yochola hafer, b'pnei sheyichola lanot b'lekha shekopeya. There's also another issue, because let's assume that, well, what would be if the Baal doesn't have any money, and then she's not going to be able to be nene from anyone, and then she's going to die of starvation? Die of starvation. even in those circumstances, she would still be able to be Nena Felekat Shekopea, because that's not called being Nena Lebriot. So she's essentially not cutting herself off from the world. It's not affecting her relationship to the Baal. And if the Baal has money, so she could certainly be Nena from the Baal. And if he wouldn't have money, so she's not answering herself in the support of the world in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's support. And therefore, says Ula, it's basically telling us two different issues over here, and there's not a problem. Okay. If that's the case, then how do we exactly understand this in terms of the case of the chenveni, where over there there's one chenveni that the Baal wouldn't have, parnasa elamimenu? I mean, L'chora, over there, we're adding a new thing over here. And that is the Leket Shekopea. Now, that we weren't able to say before, because over there she asked the Perot, right? She asked the Perot to the world. So even in the event that she wouldn't be able to get directly from this Chenveni, where Lo Hayta Parnasato Ela Mimeno, that indeed you would be made fair. The same thing, therefore, would be true over here. So if she's able to be nanate from Leket Shekopea alone, that would not be enough, because we didn't say that back by the Chenveni. So on the contrary, we need to have the access to the Baal, and then we're saying, well, what if the Baal wouldn't have any money? Fine. So then there's still a possibility of survival. That's what I think it means, says Ula. Rava says, Le'olam Baal is Bichlal Briot. And when it says, Yecholah Lanot Leket Shekopea, that's the reason that the Baal, in this case, cannot be Mefer, because Matam Kamar, even though it doesn't say Mipnei Sheyachola Le'anot Milaka Shekopea, that's what it means. Matam Enu Yachola Afer, Mipnei Sheyachola Le'anot Milaka Shekopea, and it's not a problem. The language is not so bad, which is, of course, doesn't make any sense. Before we said that even if there's a particular store that he's not going to be able to get his credit from any other place, we said that even on Libet Reb Yossi, that that's considered to be Nidrei Inu Nefesh. And now you're telling me that Leket Shekopea is enough. This makes no sense at all. So the Ran brings from some of the Gedolei Hador at his time that the meaning over here is that we're talking about that she has a storehouse of Leket Shekopea, and that she can be Nene from that. That's what it means. But like a Shekopea. Therefore, he can't be made from Ashenkin. Over there, we were talking about that it's the time that things aren't growing, and it's the middle of the winter, and pretty weak kind of answer, but fine. Okay. We can say the mission is talking about an Ukimta. But in the event that Lamaisa, she has the food of Leket Shekopea, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That if currently there's no problem of Inui Nefesh, the Baal doesn't have the right to be made for now, which is a big problem because remember, we've been talking about the possibility of coming Lidei Inui Nefesh. It's true that that was Alib the Rabbanan, but I mean, we're talking about even what's going to be if you need a carpool from this guy one day, right? So that was Shmuel, but that was Alib the Rabbanan, we said. And over here, we're going Alib the Reb Yossi. Okay. So maybe his high pain threshold would include that even if she has what to eat from Leket Shekopea, that's enough. Reb Nachman says, no, that you were right the first time around. The Baal is not included in this neder. But what we're talking about over here is what happens in the event that they get divorced. That's what happens. So that the Mishnah is saying is that Nidgarsha Yecholah Lanot Leket Shekopea. So in other words, currently, there's no problem. She can be Nene from the Baal. So what are you going to say? Yes, but it's Inui Nefesh. Because what if she doesn't have the Baal? So fine. So there it's not Inui Nefesh, but she can be Nene from Leket Shekopea. And therefore, at this point, it's not considered to be a problem. Eitve. Now, the question over here is, Rabbi Yisai, this is a big problem according to the Ran. And he because of this, paskins against what appears to be the Pesach of the Ramban, and other Rishonim. What is the din about defining the object of a neder which changes in time? So the classic case, this is a case that is brought in the Yerushalmi. The classic case is that somebody asers hana'ah from Yordei Hayam. Remember, Yordei Hayam are dafka people that are sailors at this point. But he says that then it should go into effect in Shloshim Yom. Now, somebody becomes a sailor within those 30 days, but he wasn't a sailor at the time of the neder. What defines the object of the neder? The time of the neder or the point of the chalot of the neder? So that, or vice versa, the guy becomes Yosh V'Yabasha, and he comes back from the sea. That turns out to be a big machlokes between Rabbi Akiva on the one hand and Rabbi Shmuel. And since over there, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva in that kind of machlokes. So therefore, we say that if he was Biyardei Hayam B'Shas the Neder, so then it would be Aser. So if that's the case, Tainas the Ran, then our Gemara is saying that the Baal is not included in the Briyos at the time that he made, she made the Neder, but even so, if they get divorced, he will be at that point included. But why, according to Rabbi Akiva, it should go according to the time of making the neder? And therefore, this would mean that this is going against that entire machlokas. And it doesn't make sense, as he shows, it doesn't make sense to say that Reb Nachman, who's giving this pshat about Nisgarsha, holds that the Mishnah is going Aliba to Rabbi Yishmael, because we're going to prove later on that this perek is going Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. And so because of that, he says that our Gemara is Deicha that Yerushalmi, and that we don't hold of this Machlokas Bechal. And we don't paskin that there was a Machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, and therefore we go according to the Zman of the Neder. This becomes a very important Machlokas Rishonim. Is there a way to distinguish the change at the time of the Gerushin from the other concept of change in your status between being a Yordei Hayam or a Yoshve Yabasha? Something to keep in mind, because there are other cases where we'll see implications of this Machlokas. Now, just to get to the two dots, Eizvei Rav Elul Reb Nachman, you're saying that the Baal is not included in people. She doesn't view the Baal as people. But the problem is, in the case that we've spoken about a few times, where somebody says, and this is the Mishnah we're going to have quite soon next week, it says, Netula ani min hayudim. So a woman says, I don't want to be part of the intercourse, and over here includes literally intercourse, not just having to do with people, because that lashon is a euphemism. The tulani min ayudim. So basically, she's ushering herself in intimacy with the Jews, and it says over there that the Baal should be made for the part that is nogea her him. Because she obviously, this is a case in which we said before that since she made herself usher in the pleasure of intimacy, so then we're not going to force her to do something that's asura on her. That's like a guy who ushers a sukkah, the hano of the sukkah. And therefore, he should be made for his chelik, and she remains netulah min hayudim. Tehei meshamash tov v'tehei netulah min hayudim. Now, I understand. If you're telling me, Reb Nachman, that when a woman makes an neder like that, she doesn't include her husband. Her husband's not part of HaYehudim. Her husband's not part of HaBriot. So why does he have to be made for Chalko? He was never included in it at all. Ha ha. So Yamrit Ba Lav B'Chal Briotu. So then I don't understand. If he is not included, so then the idea over here is Nidrei Inui Nefeshim. So then this would be, if you're going to tell me that she was ushering something, so why does it say she remains netula min hayuhudim? This should be a nidrei inoy nefeshein v'yafer la lo'olam. So she's trying to usher something, I mean, which otherwise would be mutter to her, right? So if we're saying that the husband is included, so then I understand that she's referring to sleeping with her husband, because otherwise, what is she talking about? And therefore, it will be a neder for everybody else. But if we're saying he's not included, so then what is she saying? She's certainly not saying, I'm not going to sleep with other people. What other people? She's married. It's a ridiculous letter. I'm not going to enjoy. Well, she's got like a pile of lovers that are waiting outside at her front door, and she's making a netter. That's ridiculous. So she must have meant intercourse, meaning business intercourse and so on. What else? How else we would explain the netter? And if that's the case, so then why would she be netulah min al-yehudim? If we're explaining this as a normal nidrei inu nefesh, so then we said inu nefesh is not beino levina, inu nefesh is universal. And once he's made for everybody. Says Reb Nachman, look, obviously over here it's different. If she's not referring to her husband, so then why is she talking in these curious ways? Come on. Obviously, she is referring to intercourse, not as business intercourse. And what do you think she was referring to? To the people waiting at the front door? No, she's referring to her husband. Would you ask me such a ridiculous question? If the woman is bedavka talking about something which is only shayach to her husband, so when she makes a netter like that, who else is she referring to? Well, of course, over there, she wants to include her husband. That's the whole point. So she doesn't want to get slap him straight across the face. She says, okay, fine, netulani min ayudim. But the only impact of this netter would be in terms of her sleeping with her husband, because everybody else she's a surah to anyway. So therefore, emalach, this is a unique case. Shani yacha. The muk hamiltadal hatera ka'asanavsha. You're right that normally if she would say, I won't eat food from people, husband is not people. But if she's saying, I'm not going to sleep with people, the only people she's referring to is her husband. And therefore, in this case, you can't say that the Baal is not included in the Briyas. Which is an interesting thing, because we just said if the Baal is generally not included in the Briyot, we would give a different definition to the word intercourse, so to speak, of Netulah. But the point of the Gemara is that since the Netulah, these sort of strange implications of Netulah that sure sound like they're pretty risque, would be referring to the husband. So Adarabba, that's what we'll understand it as. And therefore, it is considered to be referring to her husband. It's sort of a catch-22, because if it's referring to something else, then it would include her husband, according to Reb Nachman. So you have to basically judge what is most likely the implications of this strange netter.